Hi, can I go on? Hi, I'm Supriya and I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. My abstinence date is March 4th, 2022, and I have given away 80 pounds of weight loss. So coming to my story, I am basically from India. I live in India. My compulsive overeating started when I was very, very young. I think it was 5 years old. When I was like 5 years old, that is when I first started eating compulsively. I had a lot of childhood trauma. Like when I was molested a couple of times. When I was 5 years old, I was molested, and it took a very big emotional toll on me. I was molested again by my professor after a few days, and which also took a lot of emotional toll on me. I was brought up in a family where, especially in Indian families, it was a joint family. So I, my cousins, and everyone are brought up together. And there used to be a lot of comparison between us, which used to not sit well with me. Because in India, it is preferred that if you are a guy, you have more preference. If you are a girl, you don't have many privileges compared to them. So in every way, like in the family and in the society, it was always looking down on me, and I have been I have started eating compulsively since then. And even when I went to schools and colleges, it was very difficult for me to get in with people. And when I was like going to college, my weight was around like 300 pounds. That is when we have to go to college, we have to go through a cab, and that is where the cab used to like charge me double the rate when compared to others. It also took a very big emotional toll on me. There were a lot of emotions involved, which is why I started eating compulsively. Not only eating compulsively, I had many other addictions also, which came in later, because I was not able to handle life, and I didn't know this was a disease. Like even I didn't know it was a disease till I was like I even heard about OA. I didn't even hear about OA first. It was like there is no OA in India. Even now, like people pop up every now and then in the US meetings, but there is no widespread of OA in India. We don't have any physical meetings. There are no proper online meetings also. But yeah, the first time I heard about OA was in this show called This Is Us. That was in like 2021. I heard about it. I didn't know it was true. Then I heard about in another show, I heard about AA. That is when I thought, let me Google. So I Googled about it, and that is where I found AA. I started getting sober in AA first, and that is how I Googled about OA. I started getting to know about like what is happening in the program, because I have never heard about it. I don't know anything about OA. It was on July 13th, 2021, for the first time I Googled OA, and I came into the very first room. And it was a life-changing day for me. When I came into the program, I was like 375 pounds. I was not having any kind of career. I am an agnostic. I never believed in higher power. I came into the program. I heard people, it was a speaker meeting. I heard the person share, and I thought like, wow, this relates to me a lot. Am I one of them? That is when I reached out to a few people. I spoke to them. They suggested me to go to six different meetings to see if I'm a fit. Because I was not looking for weight loss program. I was looking for something that can change my life. Because I tried many diets. I tried like hundreds of diets. I tried every diet possible. I lost and gained thousands of pounds. So it is like, diet doesn't work for me. I know that. So I'm looking for something to understand what is even happening with me. It took a lot of time. Then I attended six different meetings, especially the speaker meetings. I'm a sucker for stories, like, you know, how, what happened, what is their life, like, how did they overcome. I went to six different meetings, And that is how I found OA. That is how I found my sponsor, my first sponsor. That is, and I heard about the steps. I started working the steps. Like immediately my first sponsor made me start working the steps. But when it came to third step, it didn't sit well with me because I didn't believe in a God or I didn't believe in a higher power. I didn't know how to move forward from them, from there. All my sponsors said was, you know, read big book, call me every single day and you're done. That is it. It was very new for me. I didn't know how to even find a sponsor. At that time, that person had 60 days of abstinence. So I thought like this person can be my sponsor. I didn't even know how to find a sponsor. So that is how I found my first sponsor. It didn't work out. And third step didn't sit well with me. I left that sponsor and I started exploring more and more. During that phase, it was when I had a very bad breakup and I had committed, I did a suicide attempt and I was like on a ventilator for 72 hours. Even doctors said there was no hope left for me. Everyone thought I will be dead. That is when a person from the young people group, his name is like Kevin, he's my brother. He's the one who was there for me. That is how I found the young people in the group. Like young people in the group is like my home group. Without them, I wouldn't even be alive today. I can say that. So after that incident, I was in the young people in the group. I was looking for the sponsors. And that is when how I found even my sponsor. My sponsor is also from the young people in the group. I found him. I spoke to him. I spoke to him about my whole situation. And I told that, see, I don't believe in any higher power. So I don't know how to work the steps. I don't know anything. The first thing he said that you don't need to believe in higher power. Who told you to believe? Let us start with step one. That is how I started it. I started with step one. We started it very slowly. My sponsor was talking to me once a week. We would go through the big book together. He would tell his experience on that step to me. He would ask me questions. That is how slowly we started it. And step one and two were really good. Then came the step three. That is when I was like, I am gone now. I am done. I can't even move forward this step. But that is, this sponsor made me understand what a higher power is. This sponsor told me that you don't need to believe in God. You don't need to believe in anything. Just believe that there is something greater than you. That's it. It could be a meeting. It could be a person. It could be a dog. It could be anything. It is your wish. I am leaving it to you. You don't need to rush to the next step. Sit on this step. Call people. He asked me to call 5 different people and asked what is their spiritual experience, like how did they find their higher power. He especially suggested me to call people who were atheists and agnostics because he told that is where you will find the connection. So I was like not even willing to do that, but somehow yes, I started it. I started calling people. And one by one, I reached out to old timers first because the people who I reached to old timers were a lot of atheists. And they told me like, they said, you don't need a higher power right away. Just start, have a willingness and be open-minded. That is enough. That is what they said. And I gave it a good thought. And that is when my sponsor brought up this topic. See, you tried to kill yourself. You are alive. Why you are alive? Is it because of you? Doctor said there was no hope, right? Then how are you alive? Think about it. Think in that perspective. That is what my sponsor told. And I started thinking in that perspective. And that is when I realized, yes, something is there which made me stay alive, right? So why can't I believe that something can help me through my disease? So that is how I started thinking. And I love Avengers so much. So one day I went to therapy and I came back and I called my sponsor and said, can I consider Avengers as my higher power? It was so funny. I thought like my sponsor will yell at me, what nonsense you are talking. But my sponsor is so sweet. He said, yeah, you can start there. Who told you to not start there? So that is how I started believing that my first higher power was Avengers. That is how I started. And after that, I became open-minded. He told me that, see, you are considering higher power as your Avenger. So be open-minded. with time, it will grow. So be open-minded, be willing. That is what he told. And with a very, very little hope on step three, as Avengers, as my higher power, I started it. I came to step four, and step four was like, I was like, shit, should I write all this nonsense? What happened in my life here? Oh my God, what will my sponsor think? And that is the biggest... Thank you. So that is how I did a step four and step five with him. And my step five was very interesting. I think after doing the step five, there is no turning back. When I told everything to my sponsor, he made me feel very safe. He made me feel like I was heard. And after step five, there was no turning back. I was like very, very connected to my higher power. After that, my connection grew with my higher power, and right now God is my higher power. I have a person who didn't believe a God is having a God as a higher power. And after that came step nine, when I made amends. Everyone I made amends to, they were so nice, kind, and loving. Like, they told me to move forward in your life, and we want you to be happy and successful. Those amends which I was holding on for like ever, this program has changed my whole life. Before coming to this program, I had nothing. I was a disaster in my relationship. I was a disaster in my career. I was a disaster in my life. But today, I have everything I want. I have a family. I have a family in the young people's group. I have brothers from the young people group who are my actual family. One of them is Brian and one of them is Kevin. And I have a very good relationship right now. The guy is so good that he keeps my he asked me about my program. So someone who understands my program. And I have a career right now. A person who has nothing to do is doing programming right now. I didn't even have any programming experience. So I was doing something to my career. So with this program, not only changed my life, but it changed everything I had. And right now I'm very excited. In a couple of days, I'm going to have 1 year of abstinence, and with an 80 pound weight loss, and my health is back. So I'm very excited, and I owe my life to young people group and OA, especially to the young people group, without which I wouldn't have been alive. And that's me, recovering grateful compulsive overeater. Thank you.